One week from today, Massachusetts and 12 other states hold Super Tuesday presidential primaries and caucuses. In his appeal for support, Democrat Bernie Sanders is telling voters here they could be difference makers. Sanders was in Massachusetts last night for a rally at UMass Amherst. WBUR's Fred Tice was there.
Thousands of people showed up to hear Bernie Sanders. Most of them were students at UMass, where he spoke. Among them, Joseph DeStasio from Acton, a UMass senior who was enjoying the live band warming up the crowd for Sanders.
For me, Bernie's one of the first candidates that I've seen actually acknowledge problems with the prison industrial complex. A lot of candidates have chosen to ignore that issue. And for me, Bernie speaks my opinions on that issue very well. And that's one of the main reasons why I'm supporting Bernie.
Not everyone was a student. As Simon and Garfunkel's America played, Reynolds Whalen, who runs a travel abroad program for the arts in Northampton, explained why he supports Sanders.
I like that he's very serious about taking on corporate greed in America, which I believe is why we are where we are, as the wealthiest country on the planet in the history of the planet, with social services that don't meet up to the standards of dozens of other countries. And I think he's the only one serious about changing that and challenging that.
Hillary Clinton beat Barack Obama in Massachusetts in 2008. Sanders pointed out this year's contest here is a tight race. Recent polls find he's anywhere from 7 points ahead to tied with Clinton.
In fact, one of the recent polls actually had us nationally in the lead. We were way behind here in Massachusetts. That is changing as well. At this point, to everyone's surprise, after three state elections, we are tied with Secretary Clinton in delegates gained 51 to 51.
Sanders rarely deviates from his stump speech, but last night he interspersed his remarks with pointed distinctions between himself and Clinton.
Now, there are a lot of differences between Secretary Clinton and myself, but I want to kind of point out one, and here's one of the key differences, which is very important. Let's tell the truth and let's acknowledge that the campaign finance system we have in America today is corrupt. It is undermining American democracy.
Sanders won New Hampshire, but lost to Clinton last weekend in Nevada. Massachusetts could provide him with a victory on a day studded with Southern primaries thought to favor Clinton because of the large numbers of African-American and Latino voters expected to turn out.
Thank you all. Let us come out to vote on Tuesday, March 1st. Let's make history here in Massachusetts. Thank you.
As the crowd filed out into the mild winter night, one man told his friends, "I'm in love. I don't know whether to send roses or vote." "Do both," one of his friends shot back. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice in Amherst.